She was a fast ship and could make good time to the Sioux, but looking aft behind me, I could see trouble brewing. Not of the kind I had been expecting, but the kind that spelled the demise of so many of my fellow sailors. The western sky was black and rolling. A mean summer storm was coming. We steered due east, and all the while I called orders to the men to keep her full with the wind and maintain an eye on the horizon. The more I thought about it, the more I thought that that board on the crate of gold had been deliberately broken to see what the contents really were. Angus came up hurriedly. "Captain, the storm is moving fast, and we can't weather it out here in the open." "I know that. If we make full wind, we should be able to hit the lee of Grand Island and ride it out in the bay there. We just need to round the north point. Keep the men on those sails, but don't let down your guard on the watch either. I've a feeling this storm ain't the only trouble brewing." "Aye, I think you're right on that, Cap'n." I hoped I wasn't. The Marie Jenny plowed ahead with the storm, chasing us hard. We could hear the thunder rumbling to our aft, and the waves of Superior had started to build, the prow now splashing the deck as my Marie broke through the waves. The men scrambled, but they all knew their jobs. This wasn't our first time scrambling for shelter, and it certainly wouldn't be our last. I had the best crew and the best ship on the lake. Ahead in the twilight, I could see it looming, the north cliffs of Grand Island. We just needed to get around the point into the bay the Indians called Trout. The bay was lined with cliffs, and we would be protected from the wind and the waves. It also wasn't where another ship would expect us to go. Most captains would sail straight for the harbor of Munising, just beyond William's Landing into the shelter there. If by chance someone was chasing us, we might lose them this way. I shouted over the wind, "Douse all lights!" I wanted us to disappear into the dark. We'd sailed this section of Superior so many times that we all knew it in our sleep. One of the men on watch came running up. "Captain Jack, there's lights aft. I think we have a shadow." I brought up my eyeglass and watched our rear horizon. Then I saw it. It was only a flash, but it was enough. Ship's lights. We were being chased. I only hoped my ruse would work. With our lights gone, they could only guess which direction we took. The roar of the waves crashing on the rock cliffs suddenly died as we entered Trout Bay. The storm was still there, but the quiet calm of the water made it feel like we'd sailed into another world. "Angus!" I shouted. He came running up quickly. "Bring her about and drop anchor. I want us to face the mouth of the bay. If our shadow figures out where we've gone, I want us ready to sail out before they can come about. Keep all lights doused. I don't want them spotting us if they sail by the bay, either. Double the watch and keep them armed. We sail as soon as this blows over." "Aye, aye, Cap'n." Angus went off to carry out the orders. I went off to my cabin. That night, as I lay in my bunk, the thunder rolled like I've never before heard it. It would go on and on, seemingly endless, and then, when it finally would fade out, another would start and then roll and roll and roll. It echoed inside those cliffs and boomed with an intensity that could be felt. It was a thrilling storm. I got little sleep, but I didn't mind. I must have dozed because I woke with a start. Everything was quiet. Someone was pounding at my door. I rolled out of the bunk. It was Angus. "I think it's over, Cap'n. We're starting to see stars overhead." "What's the time, Angus?"
4 a.m., Cap'n."
"Get the men up and ready to sail. We might be able to get a start with what little darkness there's left." I followed Angus up on deck and could see a slight glow on the horizon, even at this early hour. We'd have to move to get past the East Channel before we were spotted by our shadow, which was probably anchored in Munising Bay, with a clear view of the cliffs of the pictured rocks.
"Weigh anchor! Set sail!"
I shouted to the crew. The light breeze caught our mainsails, and the Marie Jenny once again began cutting through the water in the pre-dawn. We passed the East Channel in the twilight of morning, and the watch never caught sight of our shadow from the night before. Maybe we had outfoxed them. I quietly smiled as we entered the dreaded shoreline of the pictured rocks, the castle off to our starboard. The sun came up in the east, hot and blazing. The wind died. The sails went slack.